U.S. officials at the notorious Guantanamo military prison confirm that the number of detainees on hunger strike there has nearly doubled since last week. Officials say 24 prisoners are now on strike. The number was 15 up to March 11th. The prison officials claim the reports of the inmates' deteriorating health as a result of their hunger strikes are untrue. Meanwhile, a group of around 50 military-appointed public defenders who represent most of the Guantanamo prisoners say the majority of the inmates are on hunger strike. Rights activists say several prisoners have lost between 9 to 14 kilograms. They also accuse jail authorities of seeking to downplay the extent of the situation inside the detention camp. The strikes began in February in protest at searches carried out by prison guards. Detainees accuse the guards of desecrating copies of the Quran and seizing their personal belongings. Well, to discuss that a bit further, I'm now joined with Mr. Andy Worthington, who is with the Close Guantanamo campaign, who's joining us now via Skype from London. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, I wanted to ask about the timing of all of this. Why the hunger strike at this point?
Well, you know, from what I understand, it coincides with the introduction of a new commander at Guantanamo and a new guard force, and they appear to have been dealing very aggressively with the prisoners' possessions. So, you know, within the context of Guantanamo, this has clearly sparked great dissatisfaction with the way that that people are living. But I think the bigger picture, which is obviously has to play a major part in what's happening, is that it's 11 years, more than 11 years, that the prison has been opened. President Obama promised to close it. He hasn't. Of the 166 men who are still held there, 86 of those men were cleared for release by the president's own interagency Guantanamo review task force between 3 and 4 years ago, and yet they're all still held because of the president lacking the political courage and the will to follow through on his promise, and through obstruction from lawmakers in Congress, which I can only describe as deeply cynical, where they have passed legislation in an attempt to prevent anyone from being released from Guantanamo under any circumstances.
You know, Obama had obviously come into office in his first term, at least, on the promise of closing Guantanamo. Are we now seeing the beginning of the end when it comes to the Guantanamo Bay prison remaining open?
Well, first of all, we have to overcome this obstacle of of the United States government trying to keep a lid on everything that's happening at Guantanamo. It's only the last few days that they seem to have worked out that there's quite a lot of interest internationally, that they've started to acknowledge that actually there are a number of prisoners on hunger strike. You know, just last week, they were maintaining that it was only the 5 or 6 prisoners who we know have been on hunger strike for a long time. They were attempting last week a blanket denial of the fact that there was anything bigger going on. And gradually, those numbers are creeping up. What we need is for them to fully acknowledge that something terrible is going on there. And more importantly, to acknowledge why it's happening, that it isn't just the way that the prison is being run, although I completely understand how affecting that is for the people held there, but that it's the bigger picture of keeping a prison open when you promise to close it, and of holding all of these prisoners who were designated for release for so many years, that clearly that's creating despair, and it's going to lead to the death of prisoners at Guantanamo. President Obama's in his second term. His legacy is now being decided. He needs to find the courage to do the right thing, and not just to hide behind the convenient explanation that apparently it's too politically inconvenient to close this prison.
And should we hold out any hope that President Obama will do the right thing?
I don't know. I mean, you know, we have had a situation where most of the world's media has really lost interest in Guantanamo. What I've noticed over the last few days is that the world's media is waking up to the story that something terrible is happening, that Guantanamo is still there, that it's not going away, that it's a poisonous footnote from the Bush administration that President Obama has maintained, that he now owns, and that is wrong fundamentally. So what's needed is this kind of international interest and outrage and pressure. And I suspect that if this can be maintained, it will force the administration to think about it. Because what we've seen for years now, actually, is that President Obama hasn't had to do anything about it because the political need to do that hasn't been there. People in the United States media, in the United States Congress, the American people in general haven't cared enough. If people globally start to be aware and to make this an issue, then we will see some movement, I'm sure.
All right, we'll have to leave it for now. But of course, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Andy Worthington with the Close Guantanamo campaign speaking to us live from London.